The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Mother's Day. God gives us several responsibilities when it comes to our mother. Love. The greatest is love. If your mother is a Christian, then love her as your mother and as your sister in the Lord. If she's not yet saved, then remember God's command to love everyone, even our enemies. Honor your mother for the position she's been given. It is God who blesses a woman with a child. The life He creates is a gift from God, an honor that He bestows on a woman. Psalm 127 tells us, "Behold, children are an heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is His reward." We have the privilege to honor our mothers, and that is commanded and promoted as a good thing. Ephesians 6, "Honor thy father and mother," which is the first commandment with promise. "Respect your mother," Leviticus 19. "Each of you must show great respect for your mother and father." In addition, if your mother is older, then you must respect your elder. Leviticus 19, verse 32, "Stand in the presence of the elderly and show respect for the aged." "Praise your mother," Proverbs 31. "Her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive, and beauty does not last, but a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Reward her for all she has done. Let her deeds publicly declare her praise." "Forgive your mother," Ephesians 4. "Don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful, so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. And do not bring sorrow to God's Holy Spirit by the way you live. Remember, He has identified you as His own, guaranteeing that you will be saved on the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. Instead, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. Remember things about your mother. If she's no longer around, then pray that God will help you to remember the things she taught you, that you would remember and apply those things that will help you to be more like Christ. If your mother is still living, then communicate with her about the things that you remember. Look for opportunities to bless her and compliments regarding something you learned from her. Some noteworthy mothers in Scripture include Eve, the very first woman, first wife, and first mother. She was beguiled by Satan to disobey God. That event has served as a reminder, a warning for us to flee temptation. Elizabeth, we find the short but important story about Elizabeth in the first chapter of Luke. She had never had a child and was long past childbearing years. By the grace of God, she bore a son, John the Baptist, the prophet who foretold the coming of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Mary of Nazareth, the mother of Jesus, is found in all four Gospels. Among other godly traits, we see her as obedient and a woman of faith. Heavenly Father, we pray a special blessing this and every day for the women put in the position as mothers, and not just those who have carried a child in their womb, but all women who are serving in the role as mother. Continue to meet all their needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And give them wisdom they need, a discerning spirit, and strength to do good, so that others may see their good deeds and glorify God. Amen.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.